第八章四到七節。
以色列的長老都聚集來到拉馬見議，對他說：你年紀老邁了，你兒子不行你的道，現在求你為我們立一個王治理我們，像列國一樣。第六節。撒母耳不喜悅他們，說：立一個王治理我們。他就禱告耶和華，耶和華對撒母耳說：百姓向你說的一切話，你只管依從，因為他們不厭棄你，乃是嫌棄我，不要我作他們的王。聖經讀畢，願神祝福他的話語。
The scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 4 to 7.
現在我們請牧師為我們宣讀今天的題目是他就禱告耶和華。 Now we have the sermon by Reverend Young.
撒母耳，聖經講他是一個神人，神人，一個很親近上帝的人，有時跟他講嘢好像跟上帝講嘢一樣。他是上帝的國家的領袖，但他年紀老邁了，要退休了，他就立了他兩個的兒子做那個國家的領袖。他知道他的兒子的品性是麻麻地，但是他立了他兩個兒子做那個國家的領袖。
Samuel, the Bible says, he is a God man, somebody very close to God. Talking to him is like talking with God. He was the leader of a country, but he was getting old and wanted to retire. He then made his two sons leaders of a country. He knew they did not have a good character, but he made his two sons leaders of the country.
国家的长老就来到见这个神人，跟他说：我们不喜欢你两个仔做我们的领袖，你两个仔不跟你一样，不行你的道，他们不是好领袖，你要同我哋立个另外一个领袖啦。
The elders of the country came to this God man and said, "We don't like your sons to be our leaders. Your sons are bad leaders, dishonest. You got to ordain another leader for us."
第六节讲，撒母耳呢个神人听到呢番嘅说话，好唔開心，但係佢冇大叫大鬧，冇用惡言去嚇佢哋，冇話叫佢哋唔好再講啦。聖經講，他就禱告耶和華，他就禱告耶和華。
Having heard that, as the verse 6 says. This Godman was very unhappy. But he didn't yell, didn't shout, didn't intimidate them, didn't tell them to shut up. The scripture says, so he prayed to the Lord. 兄弟姊妹，差唔多每一日都发生，好多人同我哋讲嘢，或者我哋同其他人讲嘢嘅时候，就好似用个手指督住佢，你咁做，你咁做，你咁做啦咁。我哋听见咁样，或者其他人听见我哋咁样，觉得好唔开心，觉得好难过，好激气。It happened almost every day that people spoke to us or we speak to other people in a way like pointing our fingers at each other and trying to make people do something. We heard the words and felt very unhappy, felt offended, felt really, really bad.有时我哋觉得咁冇礼貌嘅，咁粗鲁嘅，佢咁样同我讲咁样嘅说话，好唔合理。咁我哋点样反应呢？你点样反应？我点样反应呢？唔做啊，唔得啊，我唔想咁做啊。或者同佢撑过，你头先讲咩话？你讲多一次，你咁同我讲嘢。Well, we felt sometimes the words were rude and impolite. And the request or comment was very unreasonable. How do we react? How do you react? No, I don't want to do that. Or you may want to put up a fight. What did Jesus say? Say that again. How dare you say this to me? 唔好咁样，唔好咁样。不要好像一隻癲狗那樣吠才行，但有時我們真的這樣反應，搞到事情更加糟糕，沒有解決到問題。讓我們平靜下來，讓我們學下這個神人撒母耳，因為聖經第六節說他就禱告耶和華。 No, don't do that, don't do thatDon't react like a mad dog barking. Sometimes we react like that, make things even worse. Didn't solve the problem. Let us calm down. Let's learn from this God man, Samuel. Verse 6 said, So Samuel prayed to the Lord. 无论边个啱边个错，这个神人就祷告耶和华。他尝试去听下究竟上帝有什么说，他想知道上帝想我怎么做呢？不要理会谁对谁错，先听下上帝想我怎么做呢。 Regardless who is right or who is wrong, this God man prayed to God, trying to listen to what God had to say.He just wanted to know what God wanted him to do. And putting down who is right or who is wrong at that time. 你知道，通常在一个争拗里面，通常双方都有责任。特别在这个情况，我们知道那些人民是有罪的，因为上帝是这样说的，他们不对。但是很可能撒母耳这个神人都要负上一些责任，因为圣经说他立他的儿子作士师，圣经没说上帝叫他立他的儿子作士师，圣经说他立他的儿子作士师。 You know, in a fight, usually both parties are responsible.In this particular situation, we know that the people were guilty because God said so. But probably Samuel also needed to bear some responsibility, because the Bible said he, not God, the Bible said he made his sons leaders.
人民很清楚是有罪，因为在第七节讲，耶和华讲，他们要求立一个王，因为他们嫌弃我。他不是嫌弃你啊，撒母耳，他是嫌弃我，不想我做他的王。基本上他们只是想个国家再一次强大。
The people were clearly guilty because in verse 7, the Lord said they asked for a king because they did not care about God anymore. They just wanted their country to be great again.
是不是好像我们现在美国这样呢？大部分人只是想选一个总统能够令到美国强大，所以 make America great again。不要理这个候选人是不是很熟圣经，是不是照着上帝的心意行。所以人民在这方面是有罪的。
Just like many people in America now, they just want to elect a president who can make America great again. If the candidate really knows what the Bible says, or really follow the will of the Lord.
The people in this situation were guilty.但可能这个神人都有责任的，因为第一节讲撒母耳立他的儿子作士师，他的儿子是贪财的，受贿赂的，不诚实的，喜欢钱多过喜欢上帝，所以就给了一个借口的人民去要求立王。
Probably this God man was also to blame because verse 1 says Samuel appointed his sons leaders. But his sons, the very dishonest persons, loved money more than God. Therefore, the people had excuses to ask for a new leader.
但撒母耳不去处理边个啱边个错这个问题放低先。他做一样正确的事，我们要学他，我们真的要学他。第六节讲，当人民说你和我们立一个王的时候，撒母耳不喜悦他们说。第六节说撒母耳不喜悦他们说，立一个王治理我们，他就祷告耶和华。我们要学他。
Regardless who's right or who is wrong, this God man did the right thing. We got to learn from him. Yeah, we got to learn from him. Verse 6 said, when the people said, give us a king to lead us, this made Samuel unhappy. So he prayed to the Lord.
他不是跟他们喊，不是要压抑他们，不是要跟他们撑过，辩论过，不是要草草做一个决定。他就祷告耶和华，他先祷告上帝，看看上帝有什么说，看看上帝有什么吩咐，他将所有负面的情绪放低先，然后决定，决定了，主，无论你怎样吩咐我，我就会照做的。
He didn't argue with them or suppress them, and not to put up a fight or make a hasty decision, but pray to God first, seek God's instruction.What to do? Put down all the negative emotions and be determined in his heart. Lord, whatever you tell me to do, I will follow. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do it.
上帝话俾佢听，你照住佢哋嘅要求，同佢哋立一个王啦。呢个神人就遵命、顺服，照住去做。所以我们看到第一个王扫罗，然后又再看到大卫，又再看到所罗门，很多很多年之后看到耶稣基督来到这个世界。上帝至终的救恩，他的计划
是会成就的，当我们遵照他的命令去行。God told him just to do what they requested. The God-man obeyed. Then we see the first king, Saul, and then the king David, and then the king Solomon, and then many, many years later came Jesus. God's plan of salvation ultimately worked out when we obey him. 我们现在有耶稣，有复活节，有救恩，有圣餐，上帝的计划是不会失败的，只要我们遵照他的说话去行。 Now we have Jesus, we have Easter, we have salvation, we have a Lord's Supper, and the plan of the Lord will not fail as we just listenand do what he tells us to do. Let's pray. 我们一起祈祷。慈悲的天父，今天若果只是这个道理能够藏在我们的心里面，靠着圣灵，我们就大得帮助，保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的效果是由心而发。若果这一个道理，这一句说话，他就祷告耶和华，藏在我们的心里，就会真的引导我们的灵魂走一个正确的方向。不论何事发生，放低，暂时放低我们负面的情绪，第一件事去做，就祷告耶和华。心里面决定，主，无论你想我怎样做，帮助我，我是会照做的。This is very important for today. The message, let this word bury in our heart, so that our life have the right direction. No matter what happens, first response, pray to the Lord.And be resolved in our heart, Lord, whatever you tell me to do, I will follow. 求主祝福带领我们，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。